Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're walking through the Passion Week right now in the book of Matthew and Jesus being betrayed and crucified. So difficult stuff, but it's the reason I'm here today. It's because of what Jesus has done on the cross, and I'm so, so grateful. I have struggled with a lot of things, especially past sexual abuse, a difficult upbringing, and just some things that have haunted me from the past. And there have been times where I've been okay, and there have been lots of times where I have been stuck, and I have cried out to God for healing. And there have been times where people have prayed for me, and I have gotten better. And there have been times where I needed someone who was more skilled at trauma than I was to help me through. And so that's why I'm really grateful to say that Faithful Counseling is partnered alongside Pray Every Day to support this podcast. And I have had the privilege of walking through some healing again through the hands of another counselor from Faithful Counseling. And this is all online. And if you don't like your counselor, you can switch. And I've been able to get unstuck in some really crucial areas of my life. If you're interested in trying that, it's affordable. You can get 10% off if you go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. I pray that blesses you. All right, today we're in Matthew 26, verses 57 through 68. In the modern English version of the Bible, this is what it says. Those who had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and elders had assembled. But Peter followed him from afar to the high priest's courtyard and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. The chief priests and elders and the entire Sanhedrin searched for false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. At last, two false witnesses came forward and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. Then the high priest stood up and said to him, Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you? But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, I adjure you by the living God, tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said so, but I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has uttered blasphemy. What further need do we have for witnesses? See, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered, He is guilty unto death. Then they spat in his face and struck him, and others slapped him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, you Christ, who is it that struck you? Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm grateful for you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my sin that caused all of this to happen. Lord, you promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful to forgive our sins. And so I confess my sins of omission and commission, the things that I didn't do that I knew I was supposed to do, and the things I did do that I knew I wasn't supposed to do, Lord. You know all of them. Sometimes it's prayerlessness. Sometimes it's self-centeredness and being preoccupied with self. But I just lay them down, and I thank you so much that I can leave this time of interaction with you very clean and set free. And I pray that for my friend today listening. We would be set free. Lord, you are an empathetic Savior. I know I've said that phraseology a lot, but it's very true. You understand what it's like to be lied about, accused of things you didn't do, which is one of the hardest things to endure. So I pray for my friend today who has been accused of things that he or she did not do. And I pray that they would take solace and heart in this interaction. You didn't say anything. You didn't answer back. You just let it happen. And Lord, you entrusted your reputation to the Most High. And so, Lord, that's probably the hardest thing for me to do, is to not retaliate in kind, but to be quiet and entrust my reputation to you. And so I pray that for my friend today, that they would rest and stop and answer nothing and entrust their reputation to you. Jesus, we thank you that you are the Son of Man, that you are in coming in power again, that you do sit at the right hand of the throne of God. You are interceding for us right now. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us. You will be with us always, even to the end of the age. And we camp there today. There's all sorts of things going on in this world that are confusing and frustrating, and I don't understand them. There are ways of you that I don't understand, but I will trust, and I choose today to trust in the truth of who you are, as demonstrated in the scripture that we read today. I trust you. I love you. I need you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You know what? God sees you. In Genesis 16, Hagar named God. She was the first one to give him a name, and she called him Elroy, the God who sees. And he sees you right now. He's watching over you, and he's aware of your struggles. So rest in that today. You are seen, my dear friend.